It's September 14th, 2021. This is Taking the Temperature of the NRHA. I'm your host, Bruce Krentz. Today, I think I'll take the temperatures of some people involved in events, past, present, and future. But first, I haven't talked to Helga in a couple weeks. I wonder what's going on in the world of our CEO. Hi, Helga. I'm wondering what's new at HQ?
Hi, Bruce. It's great to talk to you again after the summer. You know, there are a few things, and I want to firstly just mention the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. You know, we're celebrating that as a country and as the province of Manitoba on the 30th of September. You know, it is just a day that we set aside to remember, you know, the harms that were done, the huge challenges that Canada has around reconciling and speaking the truth around what happened to Indigenous peoples in Canada. So I just would challenge everybody, just spend some time reflecting. Charlene and Donna will talk about that a little bit more. Each of us can, in our own way, recognize that day.
Shades of Remembrance Day. It isn't just a stat holiday. I think there is a responsibility for us to spend some time that day looking at what the meaning of the day is.
Yes. And I think given, you know, in the North, we have so many Indigenous peoples. We live actually on their land. There's, I think, an extra accountability for us to really, as individuals, think about what that means in our work and how do we relay that sort of spirit of truth and reconciliation in our day-to-day work. So I think it's just a really important day. I'm very glad that Manitoba declared it as a stat. It'll be a bit of a modified stat this year because of the time frame, but next year it will be a full-out stat, just like Remembrance Day. That is all very good and a good step for us as Canadians to take. The other thing I just wanted to talk a little bit about, because I know it's on lots of people's minds, is the requirement by the end of October, this is in a public health order, to either be vaccinated or be tested regularly if you're a direct care healthcare provider. Now, there will be lots more information coming out, Bruce, in the next few weeks about this. You know, there's lots of provincial planning and coordination happening. But I would just invite anybody who's listening to this podcast to just, if you have your card or your code or your printed out immunization record from the website, feel free to show that to your manager or to HR. We'll take note of it, make a record of it that you've shown it to us, and you're good to go. We know that you are in that vaccinated bubble, and I thank every one of our staff who has gone ahead and done that. And lots more information coming yet in process around the healthcare staff that are not vaccinated or declined to be vaccinated. We will be working with that group of staff around the mandatory testing. The last thing, Bruce, is we are starting to reopen some community services. We know that there's a way for coming, but we still need to get back to some semblance of our previous normal. To the staff that work in those programs, thank you for doing the work that you're doing and look forward to getting those back up and running, Bruce.
And I know lots of those are staff that work with me, and they couldn't be more excited and more anxious to get back out into the community and into schools and homes and community meetings. It's time.
Yeah, it is time. It is time. And they chose those positions because of the type of work it is, and they want to get back at it. And of course, our clients are welcoming of having the service back. So that's great, Bruce.
My office neighbor, Melissa Pham, is one of those people who's often out in the community. She's been cooped up in her office for over a year and missed one of her biggest events.
It's kind of weird that I'm phoning you because we have offices right beside each other. But
I know. It is very silly, but that's okay.
Today, that felt like the right thing to do. On the door, it says you're a public health dietitian and lactation consultant. But what's the lactation consultant piece of your job all about?
So a lactation consultant is somebody that's an expert in breastfeeding. My role is I go to OBS quite frequently, see any moms that are having any problems with breastfeeding, help support them, give them any expertise.
And part of the reason that we have you, and I think there's a couple other people that are lactation consultants, or are you the only one in Thompson right now?
So in Thompson, there's about six of us lactation consultants. So there's lots of us out there trying to help all these breastfeeding moms.
Part of the reason our organization supports you and the other ladies with this training and with supporting new moms with breastfeeding is we are a certified baby-friendly facility, baby-friendly community. Give me the right words for that.
So in Thompson and in the Pot and Flim Flon, our community health sites are BFI or Baby Friendly Initiative accredited. So that just means that we've achieved, there's 10 steps that you have to fulfill through the Breastfeeding Committee of Canada in order to get this designation. So it's a pretty prestigious designation that our public health offices hold.
We promote breastfeeding all year long, but there's a couple big events during the year. And one of the reasons that I thought I should give you a call is there was World Breastfeeding Day, I think at the beginning of August. And that's something that we didn't do as much with this year, but in years past, we've been pretty involved with some breastfeeding events, right?
Yeah, that's right. August 1st to 7th of every year is World Breastfeeding Week. And really, it's an educational event to promote breastfeeding. This year's theme, it was talking about how it's a shared responsibility to protect, promote, and support breastfeeding. And so this is a really important piece of staff as well, because it's not only the public health staff that are dealing with breastfeeding clients. You know, people could be coming into the hospital or into any type of our NRHA facilities and maybe might ask, like, where can I breastfeed? Is there a location? So, you know, it's everyone's role in order to be involved in the breastfeeding piece.
Thanks for talking to me. Can we chat again sometime soon? We only talked about the lactation consultant piece of your job. There's a whole bunch more to it as our community public health dietitian. Is it all right if I don't even just walk over, but phone you again sometime?
Absolutely. Take care.
Once we get talking events, I can't help but think about Jennifer Whalen, our mental health promotion specialist. We just had World Suicide Prevention Day. I think I heard that there's some bigger events happening around that. Why don't I give her a buzz?
Hi, Jen. I know you're just recently back from the Rock and we're still taking the edges off of some of the accent from being back home for a couple weeks. How was that little trip?
Oh, we had a wonderful time. Wonderful time. Now I got to start speaking like a Manitoban again. Yeah, it was really good to see family, breathe in some of that salt air, and to be able to travel again because I've been really missing that sense of normalcy and getting on a plane and doing something fun.
I know that's super important to you in your life. You like doing the cruises, but you like getting home too. How long has it been since you've been on the Rock?
Just over 2 years. So not that long.
You're one of our mental health promotion coordinators. In 60 seconds, what do you do?
That depends on the day often. Often I'm out and about in the community, organizing events, promoting mental wellness and suicide prevention. I fulfill requests for information and facilitate presentations, training, that type of thing. I say to people that the client is my community. So.
Yeah, I like that. That's kind of cool. Life promotion and suicide prevention are a big focus of what you do. And we just had World Suicide Prevention Day. Can you tell us about a couple of the things that they're highlighting and what's coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. Normally it's a day, but this time we've stretched it out over a whole month. And there's some really great speakers. There was one last week, which was Kevin Lamoureux. And this week coming up on Thursday, September 16th, we have Akash Azif, and he's from the Buddy Up program. And for folks who don't know, Buddy Up is an initiative focused on men's mental health. And when you're talking suicide prevention, looking at the health of men is very important because we know that men have a suicide rate 3 times higher than women. So really important to put the focus there.
I heard about it a little while ago and it really got its hooks in me. But the idea is that you share the space in your car as a place to go talk where men kind of feel safe and that's where they go and talk.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. And one of their, I guess, swag items is actually a car air freshener. And it indicates that a place is a safe place to talk. And like you said, oftentimes people will have more of a conversation in a car than they would to, you know, go to an official meeting or have an interview, you know, per se. So it's less intimidating. And when you're sitting in a car, you're not directly looking at each other. You're looking ahead. So you don't have that pressure of kind of staring in each other's faces and things just kind of unfold and people can support each other in an informal way.
It's a really cool program. And it doesn't end with Buddy Up.
Yeah. So coming up on Thursday, September 23rd is Jack.org. For people who don't know about that program, that's an initiative right across Canada. We actually are lucky enough to have a Jack breastfeeding.org chapter right here in our local high school in Ardy Parker. So we have some youth advocates there who are carrying the Jack name and doing great stuff. And then the final one is Wednesday, September 29th. These are all at lunchtimes as well. So they start at noon. And that one is from We Matter. It's focused largely around Indigenous youth and focusing on hope and, you know, resilience and being well. So definitely one to check out on September 29th.
Jen, we're happy to have you back. Hopefully we keep smoothing. I don't even want to say smoothing out the edges on your accent. I think it sounds fantastic. But it did get a little thicker when you were home.
I'm sure it did.
Right on. Let's talk again soon.
Absolutely. You take care.
Helga mentioned our National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. I think that one's big enough. It's worthy of a conference call. I'll see if I can get Chief Indigenous Health Officer Charlene Lafreniere and our Indigenous Health Coordinator, Donna Head, on the line. Donna, Charlene, thanks for jumping in on this conference call with me today. My first two return guests, Donna not only is a return guest, but the first person I've had in two different roles in the organization. Donna, you've just taken on the Indigenous Health Coordinator role. Charlene, how did this happen? What's going on here?
Well, Bruce, it's a good day for Indigenous health, or good month, I should say. So what happened is I was requested to support the Transformation Management Office with the Indigenous Partnership Team. And so 60% of me has been reassigned to that role, which left a gap in Indigenous health. So we immediately seen that as a good opportunity to create a position that could really support Indigenous health at an operational level. The day I was able to offer the position to Donna Head and hear the acceptance was a smiling day for me. The support that the system so desperately needs and asks for and reaches out for, we are building that capacity. Thank you for having us and letting us share this great news, Bruce.
I should say that I was sad because Donna left working with me to take on this position, but I was also her biggest cheerleader, I think, hoping that she would take it on because I know, like you say, it's such a great opportunity for her and the region. So as sad as I was that we don't get to kind of work together day to day anymore, we still keep working together and this really is a great day. So Donna, I knew what you did in your previous position, but now I don't know what you're doing. Give us a snapshot of what you think the job is going to be or how it's starting to shape up.
Good morning, first of all. I guess a big part of what I'm going to be doing is getting a sense of where is it we need to go? What do we need to do when it comes to Indigenous health? Also doing some of the trainings, working with the liaison workers. I'm just excited to be working with Charlene and doing something like this, you know, moving in a good way, I guess. That's how I see this. I'm pretty pumped.
I'm not trying to scare you, but if I was in your shoes, I think some mornings I'd wake up feeling a little overwhelmed.
The other exciting part to that is in our country and as a larger society, there's some momentum for us to work with in terms of shifts of mindsets and understanding of equity, diversity, inclusion, Indigenous rights, Indigenous and Canadian collective history. So there's an exciting time right now for us to build off of that. And that's the part that helps, Bruce, when we get that overwhelming feeling. It's this kind of thing that keeps us grounded and going forward.
We've got a huge day coming up in Manitoba and in Canada, long, long overdue. Some thoughts on what we can do on September 30th to make that a meaningful day.
Yeah, thank you, Bruce. I think, one, it's important for all of us to make that effort to not say it's a stat or it's a stat holiday. It's a day of remembrance and it's the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. So I think as Canadians, we need to carve out some time in our day to reflect, to have quiet space, to think about our role and our experience, no matter who we are as Canadians, long-term Canadians, new Canadians, Indigenous Canadians, Indigenous people who don't identify as Canadians, all of us. And maybe we don't know what to reflect on. Then I would say, The National Truth and Reconciliation website has many resources. Get to the internet or get to some people you might know.
For me, I know it's about remembering and doing what I can to, you know, make myself aware, right, and make those around me aware. And I like the education piece because I think those questions are always there sometimes and people don't know how to answer them. Well, what should I do? What can I do? What do I need to do? And I think a lot of times we forget that, you know, we can reach out or we can ask those questions. For me, more than likely go drumming or do something with my sisters and so we can make sure that we're doing what we need to do, not only for ourselves, but to get it out there. Our country needs to do this all together, right?
We also have people who will be working because healthcare can't just shut down. And so what I would ask of our staff is that we have more compassion than we can ever have on that day, because people are going to be reminded of the pain and of the harms that have happened and are currently happening to their families and to their circles. So I think for those of us who are going to be in the health system that day, to be as kind and compassionate as we can to all of our patients, mm-hmm. and perhaps, you know, recognize with orange shirts in our facilities.
Yeah.
Yep. It really is an at-home issue for us, where some other parts of Canada, I think it can get blurred a little bit because there are so many different cultures and so many people. So it is extremely important to our region. And I love that comment about being extra compassionate on the 30th and maybe carry that through the rest of the year. Thanks to Melissa Pham, Jennifer Whalen, Charlene Lafreniere, and Donna Head, and of course, CEO Helga Bryant for taking my calls today. I know they would all appreciate me reminding you to get on the internet and check out World Breastfeeding Day, jack.org, We Matter, Buddy Up, and of course, the Truth and Reconciliation website. This is Taking the Temperature of the NRHA. I'm Bruce Krentz, your host. If you want me to connect with you and take your temperature, or you've got someone you think I should check in on, just drop me an email, bkrentz@nrha.ca.